This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I have lamented for years the fact that my neighbor has two black walnut trees planted at the border of our properties. It has juglone, so some pretty plants won't grow by it. It's a prolific nut producer. In fall, they're all over my garage and yard. Mowing can be a pain, but I think it's the fact that the squirrels plant those nuts everywhere that really drives me nuts. No pun intended. There are nuts in every pot, every soft space of soil, and really everywhere else. And until the neighbor finally got someone to prune these trees considerably, I was on the roof or a ladder cutting back the drooping branches. I admit, the tree is actually nice looking, with great bark and turns yellow in fall, but that's where it stops. So I opened this month's Northern Gardener magazine, and there's an article titled "Not All Bad" by Susan Barbieri about the pluses of black walnut. Okay, Susan. Convince me. Hardy from zone 4 all the way to zone 9, this tree is tolerant of cold and hot weather. It's great for carbon sequestration. It can provide excellent shade, erosion control, and water runoff. If planted on the correct side of the house, it can help reduce energy costs. You can also eat the walnuts, although they're not as tasty and not as easy to get out of the shell. There are some people tapping them for syrup, too. Okay, Susan, not bad. But what about planting? Two plants that certainly die near black walnut are potatoes and tomatoes. Plants that work include Jack in the Pulpit, a very cool plant by the way, snowdrops and giant crocus for spring. Perennial plants include astilbe, bee balm, cinnamon fern, spiderwort, and coneflowers, to name some. There are more, and I have this information on GardenBite.com along with photos. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.